Going to start off this morning with a good friend of ours, Tino Galluzzo. Of course, Susan and Tino are the owners and operators of the White Gallery in Lakeville, Connecticut. You can find them on the web, thewhitegalleryart.com. And he's doing me a big favor by showing up this early in the morning. Good morning, Tino. How are you?
Well, good morning, Marshall. It's easy. You just don't go to sleep.
That's right. Well, it just reminds you, the old days, Tino.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, the reason we have Tino on the line here is there is an award-winning artist who is on display and showing at the White Gallery right now. And that is Helen Cantrell. And Tino wanted to talk with us for a few minutes as that show is continuing. So, Tino, for people that aren't aware, explain a little bit about the show that is now up at the White Gallery.
Well, thanks, Marshall. Yes, Helen Cantrell is a wonderful Connecticut artist who we actually showed, I think, the first or second year that we opened. And, you know, as things happened, we lost track of each other until about a year ago. When she contacted us and had returned, she had moved to New Jersey, she returned to Connecticut, and, you know, the studio visit that we made was just eye-opening. Her work is phenomenal. She is a wonderful colorist. Her work is full of movement. It takes your breath away, especially when you see it in person. You know, these images that we post on Facebook, on Artsy, on Instagram, etc., you know, they can't capture the nuances of an artist's work. And certainly when an artist is as colorful as she is, the nuances between, say, a light red and a pink, just they don't show up at all. And I've loved watching people's faces when they've come in and seen the work in person and said, wow, this is awesome.
You know, I think that's one thing that the internet and all the viewing is you want to look at, you can appreciate fine art, but until you see it in a certain setting with certain lighting, the shadows, the environment that you're in, you just do not get the warmth or really probably the intended meaning from the artist looking on just on a flat screen.
Now, it's very difficult, and as you know, most screens are calibrated differently than say the one that I use or the one that you use.
Yep.
So, you know, it was interesting. We had a telephone call from someone who actually was interested in purchasing one of the pieces, had not seen the piece, and said, "Oh, well, you know, I noticed that there's yellows. Can you describe the yellows?" And I honestly probably lost the sale saying this, but I said, you know, yeah, it's hard for me to describe the yellow. It's a beautiful yellow, but you have to see it in person in order to understand it. You know, her work, this particular artist's work, and I've got to tell you that the difference in the intensity of her work between 2004 and 2019 is amazing. She has a physical quality. There's a spontaneity, a little bit like Joan Mitchell. She composes, and it reminds me and other people a little bit of Richard Diebenkorn, and some people have said, "Oh my gosh, this has some connection or some influence of Wolf Kahn." Well, all of these people are gestural; their work is intense, and you know, to try to describe a Wolf Kahn yellow would on the telephone would be damn near impossible.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes what makes art itself stand alone. I mean, you can't take a look at a statue, you can't take a look at a photograph on a computer screen, and as you said, get the original intention of the art. So this is pretty interesting, the way you described it, how you lost contact with Helen over the course of time. I think that happens to us in our normal business, but when you're in the art business, I think it's kind of interesting when someone you knew at one point cycles back into your psyche and then back into the circuit to get the show. I think that's pretty interesting.
It is, really, and you know, when we first showed her, I mean, she is a really well known also as a printmaker. As a matter of fact, you know, she studied at the museum school in Boston. She studied printmaking there and is a very well-known printmaker throughout New England. So the first show that we did with her were predominantly prints. So, there had been a tremendous growth in that time. And you know, like I said before, it really is fun to see this happen. And this artist has fallen in love with oil paint. You know, she likes how physical it is, the thickness of it, the thinness of it, you know, how you can carve into it with a spatula, etc. And so she combines all of this to produce, you know, what I think someone called it a sumptuous surface of color. And it's true. It is a sumptuous surface of color, and certainly nothing that she could ever reproduce, you know, in a print. It could come close, but would never, ever reproduce the sumptuous surface of color. And she does things, for example, you know, we have one painting called the Harlem River Bridge, where the bridge is chartreuse. And, you know, you look at it, and then you understand that what she's doing is she's showing the excitement of, you know, going into New York City and crossing the Harlem River and all of its colors and delicious scents of warmth or cold outdoors. Stunning, Marshall. Absolutely stunning.
So now this show is actually, it opened up at the end of May, and this show now runs exhibition through July 28th, right?
Yeah, we actually gave her about two more weeks than we normally would because we felt it was important for people to see the work. We opened it the week after the Blue and Gold, which was quite successful, by the way, and we're running it through the end July 28th, I believe will be the last day.
Now, do you have a show set up for after Helen's show that's going to start up?
Yeah, we do, and I will tell you more about it maybe the week or two before.
All right. Well, the White Gallery is very easy to find. Basically, if you can get into Lakeville, just like look right across from the post office, basically, and the White Gallery is right there. And your hours will be done by appointment, but what are the hours for people to come take a look at the show, the general set hours?
Well, the general hours for the summer, 11 to 4, Thursday through Sunday.
11 to 4, Thursday through Sunday.
Or by appointment, of course, or by chance. One of us is constantly there, so you may knock on the door at any other time, and you might be surprised.
All right, and more information is available on the web at thewhitegalleryart.com. Tino, thanks for getting up this morning.
Marshall, thank you, and I look forward to speaking with you again. Have a great day.
All right, take care, Tino.
Bye-bye.
Tino Galluzzo, The White Gallery, thewhitegalleryart.com on the web. As I said, Tino and his wife, Susan, have operated the gallery. Gosh, as long as I can tell, I know. I think back to 2002. Anyway, whitegalleryart.com on the web, thewhitegalleryart.com for more information.